Governor Peter Shumlin signed H. 464 to ban the drilling method. Lawmakers had considered a moratorium, but after testimony and debate, moved a bill forward to ban the practice. Governor Shumlin says it's a critical move to protecting a critical resource.
I think the verdict is still not in on the effects of injecting chemicals into the groundwater in search for gas. And we know you find huge quantities of gas. What we don't know is what gets left behind. What does it do to groundwater? What does it do to public health? We just assume Vermont not be part of that experiment. I think protecting our groundwater and our natural resources in Vermont has a long tradition here, and we feel strongly about preserving clean water. And I don't think there's any more important quality for job prosperity and good quality of life than clean water in the future. It's going to continue to be a struggle to find clean water. We've got it in Vermont. We just assume not inject chemicals into it to search for gas.
The Vermont Natural Resources Council was one of the conservation groups pressing for the ban. Spokesman Jake Brown calls the governor's signature, making the measure law, a proactive move to keep a dangerous practice out of the state.
This is a preemptive and proactive measure to prohibit what is a damaging and risky practice before it can become a problem in Vermont. And the industry, if they can prove that this is a safe practice down the road, certainly can come to Vermont and ask the legislature to lift the ban or to change the regulatory framework. I think it also sends a message to the rest of the country that this practice is something to be very, very cautious about.
American Petroleum Institute spokesman Joe Choquette says they were comfortable with a moratorium but opposed an outright ban.
Our fear is that because it's an outright ban, it'll never be repealed, so we'll never know whether there's a commercially viable resource here or not. I would say the more significant impact would be on landowners who could have benefited from leasing revenue and exploration here to find out if there were resources that could be developed. So if there was a resource in Vermont, it was never going to rival Pennsylvania or Saudi Arabia or any place like that, but it certainly was something I thought worth finding out.
The VNRC's Jake Brown says the real impact of the state's ban may be its influence on the overall fracking debate.
Vermont is fortunate in the sense that the industry hasn't set its sights on Vermont yet, and I think that makes it a little bit easier in the sense that, you know, the legislature can act and doesn't have an industry that's established here that has established a certain amount of power. Certainly, other states could look to Vermont and see that a ban could work.
The Petroleum Institute's Joe Choquette doesn't think there will be any great impact outside of Vermont.
I don't think it's going to influence the debate where people know that there's a resource to be developed, because I think in those regions people will take a more careful look at the practice of hydraulic fracturing and the regulatory regimes that can be constructed. Here we had the disadvantage of not knowing and not having an industry of this type before, so we had nothing to compare it to.
The ban took effect when the governor signed the bill. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.